before looking at the gospel here today, just a word. Next week, we will resume our Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6:30 a.m. Mass. We'll do that through the Easter season. As I've shared with you, we're just trying to get a feel for how many would want to make this just a regular part of their faith life. Lent especially draws more people out for that particular window, and before looking to build it in a way that would run perhaps from Labor Day to Memorial Day. I just want to give it one more chance just to see what those numbers look like. Not that it's only driven by numbers, but that is a very real factor in making the commitment to that. So beginning this coming Monday at 6:30, and then Monday, Wednesday, Friday through the Easter season, we'll offer that 6:30 a.m. Mass. Also, just a reminder, tomorrow evening, we will have our monthly evening of adoration, praise, worship, that chance to encounter the Lord. It shifted this month because of some of the other things going on in our parish calendar. And so that's tomorrow night, beginning at 7 p.m. In the gospel today, we pick up where we left off yesterday. The road to Emmaus, those two disciples return back to Jerusalem. And one of the things that, out of all that's here, that's good to draw out, that Luke really wants us to know is how we are able to encounter the Lord in his word. Remember, it's obvious, Luke is not writing for the disciples for whom all of this happened. He's writing for us. And on the road to Emmaus, the Lord opens the scriptures for those two disciples. Their hearts begin to burn as he himself teaches them all about what was written in the prophet, in the law. And then here in this scene, Jesus appears to all of them in Jerusalem. And the Lord says to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And then he opens their minds to understand the scriptures. Luke is wanting us to know that we encounter the Lord in this most powerful way in the Mass, when God's word is opened up and when we feed on him in the gift of the Eucharist, the breaking of the bread. But this is good news for us, that the Lord Jesus is alive in his word. And for us who come after these days when he was actually raised from the dead, not being eyewitnesses to it ourselves, he's telling us, look, he wants to meet you in the power of his word. So we've got to treat God's word in scripture differently. We need to approach it in prayer, not the way that we would approach any other writing. We need to approach it with a reverence, with a readiness. Lord, let your word come to life for me. We need to approach it in such a way that we don't try to take it in just as an academic thing with more facts to learn, but in that deeper way that allows his Holy Spirit to bring it to life in all of its power for us. Does your prayer life look like that? Does your time with God's word look like that? Does it allow for that to happen? I've just used this image often, but it's a real temptation to treat God's word like fast food, like a snack, rather than that slow-cooked kind of meal that can't be microwaved. It's only really, it's in that, when we really deliberately spend time in his word and allow the Holy Spirit to open it up and bring it to life and make the application back to our own life, that we enter into the heart of what Luke wants us to know. Let's ask the Lord, let's beg him for that gift, lest we miss the Lord coming to us alive and present powerfully in the gift of his word.